everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant, attorney, and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. My passion for football, high achievement, and pushing boundaries has helped me to get into rooms with pro athletes and power players and to move the ball in multiple male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using the same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands, their careers, and creating opportunities. Join me in conversations that will elevate your career, differentiate your hustle, and accelerate you crossing the goal line. Get ready. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball. Hello, and thanks for joining me for today's episode. I am glad to have you back here with me. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. I'm so excited you've made the decision to give the show a listen. And if you're a seasoned baller who's been a part of this movement for quite some time, welcome back. As I always say at the beginning of every show, if you haven't yet done so, hit that follow button on whatever podcast platform you are listening to the show on so that you are always in the know for when the next episode's released. And I have another request too. If you find this podcast to be of value, I'd ask that you share the show with some friends, family, colleagues, and coworkers too. It's one way that you can help me to move the ball. Okay. So on the show, you've heard me say here and there that I'm on a mission to help you get things done and make things happen. It's not just about moving the ball though. Oh no, it's about dominating, elevating, and excelling in everything that you do. After all, the game is yours to conquer. It's hard to believe that today marks the 320th episode of Move the Ball. If you would have told me when the show first kicked off back in 2020 that I'd be here now with over 300 episodes, I would have been like, whoa, dang, that's pretty cool. I don't want to say that I never thought that 300 plus shows would happen, because when I started the show, it's not like I had a limit to how many shows I thought I would do, but getting to 300 or 320 when you've started from number one, I mean, that means you've come a long way. And as I look back over the seasons, I'm just amazed at how many incredible guests have come on the show and shared their insights and their perspectives. And it's just pretty neat. Now, the show has certainly evolved over the seasons. I've evolved and grown, and it's been a pretty cool journey. And thank you for being a part of this adventure with me. I really just want to say thank you. I know that your time is valuable, and who you choose to spend your time with and what you choose to spend your time on is important. So I don't take it lightly that you choose to give some of your time to listening to this podcast. And it's one of the main reasons why I'm intentional with the show. And I want to make sure that I'm bringing you content that can really help you to get to wherever you want to go when it comes to your career, to your business, and to just having a rewarding and fulfilling life. All right, so I don't want to take us on a path that could get too mushy. So let me just share my thoughts for today's show, because I could certainly go deep and take us in a different direction, but I'm not going to do that. So as I just mentioned, this podcast has had over 300 episodes. That's a lot. And so for this episode, I wanted to just include some clips or highlights, if you will, of conversations that I've had with my guests, mostly from last season, and then one other guest from this season too, who I felt shared some really great nuggets to help you as you look to continue to go after those big goals that you want to accomplish. And these highlights are just little previews into those episodes. And I'm sharing these with you because I think these are shows that you're really going to enjoy, and they're going to help you to keep things moving. So where do I want to start off? Well, that's a great question. It's something I had to think about as I was getting ready for this show. And, you know, throughout my career, and quite a bit actually the last few years too, people have been asking me, they've been asking me a lot about how have I gotten these opportunities to do some interesting and fun and cool things. I mean, they see what I post on social media and my Instagram stories on LinkedIn and all that. And specifically tied to my current path versus when I was in corporate, people will ask, like, how do I get to do all these things with athletes, and how did I build this globally known brand in the sports space that's not just known, but it's also very much respected in the sports industry? And there's many things that go into that. But one thing that has always helped to set me apart was networking. And when I say networking, I mean networking the right way, because yes, there is a right way and a wrong way. And a lot of people, they get this wrong. It actually boggles my mind how many people They just mess this up. And so this is why it's been a common theme on the show too. And for me, like, the right way of networking is about treating people as human beings, focusing on building quality relationships with others, and remembering the human connection. That's where people just like mess this up. It's never about transactions or business, and it never was for me. And it certainly wasn't about what can you do for me? Like, I'm reaching out because I want to ask you a favor. And that's what so many people think this networking thing is. And that's where they go wrong. They think it's all about them. And that is the farthest from the truth. It is not all about you. It's about building authentic connections with good quality people, looking at how you can serve others and not being an asshole. Now, I'm sure you can relate to, so what is an asshole? Well, we're going to get into that. But I want to share this example with you. And I'm guessing this one is one that you've probably gone through before. So this example is, you know, someone wanted to connect with me on LinkedIn, or someone wants to connect with you on LinkedIn, and then you accept, and then they spam you immediately. That is not a good connection. And doesn't that just frustrate you? That is not networking. Something else that I'll have is I'll get people who will, they will personalize a LinkedIn connection invite, which I think is important. Do not just hit the connect button when you're looking to connect with someone on LinkedIn. Do send them a personalized note, because LinkedIn allows you to do that. So this person did that. They sent me a personalized little note. And so I connected. But then what happened was I got a note back, and it's like, hey, thanks for connecting, Jen. Now, let me tell you in 3, 4, 5 paragraphs or more why you should buy my book or join my mailing list. Like, let me tell you, no, I didn't connect so you could just send me this big, long message for me to read that's all about you. That is a major turnoff, not just for me, but for many people. And now I've gotten to the point that if people do that, I will remove them from being a connection, because it is clearly all about them and I'm just not interested in that. And if you think that, like, you're like, wow, Jen, that's harsh or mean, no, it's not. I'm not interested in having people that are trying to connect with me just because they're trying to sell me something. You know, I'm interested in connecting people who are wanting to make authentic, genuine connections, build relationships. And you know, I mean, when someone reaches out to you, you can tell if it's clearly just all about them and their agenda. And I just don't have time for that. And remember how I've said that we all have the same amount of time each day? I've mentioned that on the podcast many, many times, that we have to really look at how are we spending our time. I mentioned in my Dominate the Game book that we have to manage our game clock. We all have the same amount of time every single day. And so this is part of me managing my minutes. If you're trying to connect with me just to spam me, we're done. I'm not interested. And I don't want to spend energy or time on things that I do not feel would be productive. And that also includes, like, if people are entering your space and they're not trying to be mutually beneficial, and it's all about making asks and them, me, not you, or us collectively. Like, I just don't want to spend time or energy on things that I don't feel are going to be mutually beneficial. It's about collaboration. It's about we, the collective. How do we help each other succeed? Not just about what can you do and what can you take from me and never give. So I'm going on and on about this, but I mean, the point is, like, you don't have to keep a connection or remain in contact or give energy to someone if it's clear that that person or that relationship would not be a beneficial use of your time or energy. There's nothing that says you have to stay in touch with people. So again, I'm getting off on a tangent, but you get my point. So don't be like that guy or that or gal that sends you something immediately after they connect, because now it's all about their agenda. And also, don't be an asshole. Now, what do I mean by that? I mentioned that term because I wanted to use it to segue into this first clip-it that I want to share, which is from marketing guru Chris Hough, where he talks about networking the right way, not being an asshole, and saving our asks. And then he also talks about being memorable, which is important because when it comes to moving the ball and making things happen, when you're connecting with key people, you're wanting to make an impression, a lasting impression, and you've got a small window to set yourself apart and make that positive, lasting memory or impression or experience. So you want to make sure that you're focusing on that and being intentional about that. So now go ahead and have a listen to this clip, and you'll hear more about how you should not be an asshole and how you should save your asks.
We've got to save our asks like Braveheart until it's that ultimate last thing. And then it's at a point in the relationship where an ask doesn't even feel like an ask. I mean, even with you asking some of these athletes or whatever it is, that as you're developing that relationship, you're at a level where it's like, yeah, are you looking to list your house because I saw you just got traded? Like, I'm your person, right? Doesn't even feel like an ask. And I think so much of us are wired or trained in this mentality of transactional, 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 that we waste that ask too early in the relationship. And we not only are less effective, but also lose the fulfillment that comes along with just being connected with humans.
Right. And that's exactly what it is. Yes, they are your client potentially or a prospective client, but at the end of the day, it's human beings connection first. And then that stuff will come when it's meant to come.
I think so often we just end up emulating those around us versus really being our individual selves. You see my tattoos that tell my life story, or my yellow ridiculous glasses, which is all about bringing optimism, hope, and light to people, or even my bright Jordan 1s that I'm often wearing. I even matched my Bronco to my color scheme and tattoos. And my wife, who's a huge introvert, won't even drive my car anymore. But whatever it is that you're doing, don't just do it to do it. Do it to actually represent something that is within you. As I talk about standing out, I had the fortune of really spending a lot of time with Lydia Finette, who was the head auctioneer at Christie's. And she talks about how when she's sharing the stage with Bruce Willis or Bruce Springsteen, you have to stand out. But then when you sit at that table and you're just stuck in that kind of small talk, only 5% of people are memorable. So she says it's the questions you're asking and the stories you're telling that make you part of that 5% of memorable people.
I hope you like those snippets from my episode with Chris. He does such a great job and he has amazing energy. I know you'll enjoy listening to the episode in its entirety. So go give that show a listen. And just like I've done on the show before, I've put a link to Chris's episode in the show notes so that it's easy for you to get that episode as well as all of the other episodes that you are about to hear on today's podcast. So those links are in the show notes. You can go grab them when you're done with this episode and go give them a listen. For the next clip, I want to continue on this theme of networking. And I'm doing that because it's such an important topic. If you couldn't tell from my rambling earlier, I mean, this is something I'm so passionate about and people get this wrong and I don't want you to be one of them. And so continue with that theme. I mean, if you've listened to the show before, this does not come as a surprise to you. It should not come as a surprise that networking is a big theme for me. And one thing I've shared before is I have a website called thenextfirstdown.com. And on that website is a bunch of free videos and resources to help you with a number of topics to position you for great opportunities, high-paying jobs, executive level positions, et cetera. And included on that site is a bunch of content to help you step up your networking game and to be that better networker, to network like a pro. So if you're someone who doesn't look forward to networking, you dread it, it's uncomfortable, all that, well, I'm sorry, but now is the time you need to get a little uncomfortable and push yourself because it's your network that's really going to help you to move that ball. So go check that content out. And yes, there's also a link in the show notes for that site too. Or if you know somebody who you think could use some guidance on networking, pass that site on to them. It's there. It's free. I'm not asking you for your contact info, nothing. It's just there to be a resource. So go check it out. All right. Now, continuing on with the networking theme, this next episode is with Rene Rodriguez. He is a keynote speaker. He's an author. He does a lot of work helping people to pull together their story and helps them to be a better influencer through connecting with others through that story that he helps you to pull together. So that's a thing that's important. I think we build connection with people through our experiences and through our stories. And that's how you're going to build those authentic and those genuine relationships. And so this is why I wanted to include a little snippet from Renee's episode. And again, I think you're going to like it. I'm not going to talk too much about it. You can go check out his full episode using the link in the show notes, hint, hint. But here, have a little bit of a listen to what he says about networking and how you need to feed your network.
This is what I tell people. If you feed your network long enough, your network at some point will make sure that you always eat. They'll take care of you back. But you gotta look for what the network needs and you want to feed it and bring that value without asking for anything. And if you do that long enough, it's going to grow and grow exponentially. But so many people want to fast forward that process. So many people want to fast forward the branding process and just certain things around expertise and certain things about gaining experience. You just can't fast forward. You have to be able to go through and take the long haul. And you want to, because it's going to give you experience and it's going to help you answer questions and it's going to help you see it, the same challenge from 15 different directions. It's going to help you make some mistakes and see where that passed so you can help your customers and your clients not make those mistakes.
Okay, so I hope you're picking up on this theme that networking is important and how you network and the relationships that you build matter. This next segment is from a show that I did with Ben Newman. Ben is a high-performance coach who has worked with many elite pro athletes and college football programs. He's done quite a bit of work with the University of Alabama, Kansas State, and Michigan State, just as some examples in the college football setting. And he's also worked with guys in the NFL like Mac Jones and many, many, many others, a long, long list. Last season, I did an audiobook-style version of a chapter from my Dominate the Game book called Trust the Process. And if you're a sports fan, you've probably heard a coach or a player talk about how you need to trust the process, or you've seen them post on social media about it. Well, in this chapter of my book, I go deeper into some things on how you can trust the process and what you should be doing, because we know that things don't go as planned. Things can get difficult and challenging. So how do you stick with trusting your process when you're going through these uncertain or these tough times? Now, the snippet with Ben talks about how not only do you need to trust the process, but you have to do some other things too. And I'm not going to spill the beans, so I'll let you just go have a listen to Ben's thoughts on that. And so you're also going to hear a clip after that about how Ben gets people to increase their performance even more. I mean, taking guys who are already at an elite level playing college, top college football in the NFL, and how do you even get higher performance out of them and get them to that next level? So he's going to give you some tips on that too. All right, you ready? Have a listen to this.
If you trust the process, but you don't attack the process, you will not achieve success at your highest level. So I kind of get a play to get people excited for the chapter. So yes, you have to trust the process, but trusting the process is not enough. Those are words. Oh, I trust the process. That's the same as telling you I want to be great. Really? Well, your action shows me that you don't. So yes, you have to embrace the process, trust the process, but that's not enough. If you don't attack the process, you will never achieve your highest level of success. You must attack it. And when your feelings get in the way, and this is positive or negative, right? Yesterday was so hard, I don't feel like doing it. You got to live to the standard and attack the process. You have to connect to your burn or the deep-rooted reason why, or the reminder that somebody's little eyes are watching how you show up. You have to live to that standard. So you reference working with high performers. How do you take a high performer, get into the next level? How do you take somebody who knows they can perform at a high level and they're actually falling a little bit short? Well, at some point in time, we have to have that accountability mirror, look ourselves in the mirror and say, how am I showing up every day? So I could ask everybody listening, what is the single most important daily discipline for you to know? And let's just signal out what you do for profession, whether it's athletics, whether it's you're in sales, whatever it is, you're in the military. So what is the one thing where you say professionally, if I do this every single day with great discipline and a relentless mindset, I will win long term? Like, what's the single most important daily discipline? Once we identify that discipline, I then always love asking people the question, okay, you just wrote down the single most important daily discipline. Now let's look at the last 30 days. How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of you showing up and doing what you just wrote down as most important over the last 30 days? And Jen, there's a lot of people who are already having success, but they say, holy cow, I'm a 7 right now. So I'm having success, but I'm choosing to not be as disciplined as I could be. If I actually did those things every day, I'd be a 10. And then what happens to my business? And so it's actually not being seduced by success, not being seduced by maybe a lack of discipline, right? Because you're getting some results and knowing I'm just going to show up one day at a time. And when you do that with discipline and a relentless mindset, that's how you experience growth, no matter whether you feel like you're behind or you're already driving success.
Didn't Ben give some great advice in that clip? I think he did. And throughout the entire episode, he gives lots of nuggets of wisdom. So go check out that full episode. He will not disappoint. Now, you've heard me mention the importance of networking and connections. And something I forgot to share earlier was I met Renee through a conversation with Ben, and Ben mentioned Renee on the podcast. And so I reached out to Renee. We created a relationship. And after some conversations, we decided to do a podcast together. And we also had an amazing chat on the show. He was just someone that I had expanded in my network from Ben. And then another person who I ended up connecting with because of my connection with Ben is this next guest who I'm going to share and highlight, which is Robbie Esquire. So Robbie Esquire is the name he goes by. It's his brand. His real name is Robbie Ficori, but Robbie Esquire is what we refer to him as. And Robbie is a prominent attorney in the Chicagoland area. He has built a very successful law practice, and I don't want to give away too much yet. So I'm just going to have you take a listen, and then I'll share some of my thoughts on this one. Check this one out.
So many people that currently struggle fail, I think, to truly apprehend that changing your mindset requires changing your action. And if you remain consistent and patient and determined, disciplined, the change will occur, albeit slowly, albeit difficult, but it happens. And then once you start realizing that you gain strength from the changed action, you begin to empower yourself in a way that you didn't even know you were capable of. I look back today where I was 5 years ago and could have never imagined, both mentally and physically, let alone professionally, that I'd be where I am. And it didn't happen overnight. And I think that's what society fails to recognize, because we live in a world with immediate results as the desires that we have from the output we give.
I wanted to highlight this because Robbie mentioned how his results didn't happen overnight. To get the outcomes you want in life, it starts with changing your mindset, which requires you to change your actions. But then it's important to remember that the results you want do not come overnight. If you ask anyone who has been successful, while their journey is going to be different, there's going to be different facts and stuff like that and circumstances, a common theme that you'll find is people sharing is how long they have been at their craft and what they've been doing before they achieved the results that they were looking for. It was not overnight. It took many, many years. I mean, the number of years might be different, but it's not an overnight process. And the thing is, though, in today's society, we are so conditioned to want those outcomes instantaneously. I put in the work today, so later today or tomorrow, I should have the results that I want, right? That's what people think. And when it doesn't happen that way, then they're disappointed. They want to quit. They want to give up. They want to move on to the next thing. And as they say, it takes 10 years for an overnight success. Now, while the number for you might not be 10 years, the point is you've got to be consistent and stick with things and don't let the lack of immediate results deter you from sticking with the goal. It'll happen if you keep showing up and putting in the work. And I know you know this, but sometimes it's nice to have someone else just kind of refresh your memory and be like, yeah, that's right. It's going to take a little bit longer. I need to keep going. And while you're trusting the process and attacking the process, something else I want you to keep in mind is make sure you are celebrating the mini wins along the way. This is very important too, and it's going to keep you going, especially during those tougher times. Now, what happens if you don't feel like continuing on? You're not motivated. You're not feeling it. Well, that's why I wanted to include this next clip from a dear friend of mine by the name of Irving Fryer Sr. Irv played in the NFL for 17 years, and he was also the number one overall NFL draft pick. Now, that is quite an accomplishment. Think about how many people dream of playing college football. It's a small percentage that actually make it. And the NFL Players Association says that only 0.2% of high school football players make it to the NFL. 0.2%. And out of those that did make it, now remember, Irv was the number one draft pick for his draft class. Now, there might be some of you that say, well, Jen, yeah, okay, I hear you. But those numbers aren't actually accurate because those numbers weren't the same numbers when Irv was coming into the league. And yes, I acknowledge that and agree. And probably the reason why I thought about that is if I was hearing a stat, I'd probably be the one to bring up something like that. So yeah, I get it. The numbers aren't exactly the same as they were when Irv was playing and when he was a number one pick. But I'm illustrating a point here. He was in the top of the top of college football players in his day. And I want to share some thoughts from him that will keep you motivated to continue to put in that work every day so that you can continue to be elite and be a high performer as well. Have a listen. You mentioned you staying active, and it makes me think about showing up, right? Like when you show up to life the right way, that's when the opportunities are going to present themselves. And right around the time that we had done our last episode together, I had released my latest book, Dominate the Game. Subtitle is How Life Changes When You Show Up. And something that we discussed quite a bit on that last episode was the importance of showing up the right way, showing up every day, and being able to move forward, whether you like it or not. And that's something that you had mentioned, was that you're going to move forward whether you're feeling it or not. And I think that's so important.
I think a lot of people miss out on life and some of the benefits that possibly could happen in their lives because they live their lives based on how they feel. You know, if they don't feel like it, like I changed my workout routine. Now I don't go to the gym at 6 in the morning. I go to the gym at 5 in the morning now. But there's times I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like it, but I can't allow how I feel to stop me from going to the gym. So I got to get up, put my feet on the floor and get going. And once you do that, you find out that you're going to be all right and you feel better. You do feel better because you feel like you've accomplished even more. You've conquered your feelings. You were able to accomplish whatever your task was for the day. And it makes you feel better about who you are. And what that does, there's benefits to it. Yeah, there's benefits to working out physically, psychologically, emotionally. But there are benefits because, again, you feel like you're accomplishing and you've accomplished against adversity, which was my feelings. So, yeah, people, I believe, miss out on a lot in life because a lot of people deal with life based on how they feel. In other words, you know, we go through challenges. We have storms in our lives. So why should I allow raindrops to bother me when I've conquered storms?
I love Irv. He's got great energy. He's an awesome speaker, and he's always providing some great insights and perspectives. His episode is definitely one that I would encourage you to check out. Irv was on the show twice, actually, by the way. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to include both links in the show notes because both of these episodes are just amazing. And that's why I asked Irv to come back. He nails it. He crushes it. He has such great insights. And so I want you to hear both of these episodes. Now, the clip that I shared was from the most recent time that Irv was on the show, which was earlier this season. Now, what I want to do is I want to share with you one more clip from Irv, which I think is very important also from this most recent episode. I'm not going to say any more about it. Just go have a listen.
I have a Bible study. You know, our Bible study, I always do a nugget for the night. And last week, the nugget for the night was stop people pleasing. Stop making decisions in your life based on what you think other people think about you. Stop making decisions in your life based on what other people think about you. Listen, you have to be brave enough to move forward when people don't like you, when people just don't see you the right way. You still have to be brave enough to make your move, to do your thing, to accomplish your goals, regardless of what people say. And that's not just football, it's not just sports, but that's life. That's life. You got to move with confidence. You got to go forward with confidence. You got to transition with confidence. You got to bet on yourself, knowing that what you're doing, where you're going, the direction you're moving in is the right direction for you, and you do it with confidence.
All right, there you go. I wanted to end with that clip for this highlight reel because first, I think it's really important that you remember that you need to show up to life ready to bet on yourself. And then you need to have that confidence that you can go after whatever it is that you want in life. And the other reason I wanted to end with this one is I wanted this to be a reminder that you need to stop people pleasing. Not everyone is meant to be with you on your journey, and that's okay. Something that Irv shared on the first episode that he and I did together back in season 3 was he said something like, too often we try to make people in our lives permanent when they were only meant to be temporary. And I just love that. And I'm going to tell you that I didn't go back and listen to that episode recently, but I remember it. It's about that being memorable. Like, well, first of all, I have to say that I am blessed that I have a pretty good memory, but I also remember it because it stood out and I thought it was powerful. So let me tell you this again, not everyone is meant to be with you on your journey. And so stop making people be permanent in your lives when they were only meant to be there on a temporary basis. Sometimes people who we wanted to have on the path aren't supposed to continue on with us. And sometimes when we meet people and they don't see our value or our worth, well, that's okay too. They weren't meant to be around either. So this is another concept that I discuss quite a bit in my Dominate the Game book because it's an important one. I think it's important for you to remember that the only person that needs to see your vision is you, and other people's affirmations are not necessary for your progress. So stop trying to please others. What matters is that you believe in what you are going after, and then it's up to you to take action on a daily basis so that you can see that thing become a reality. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. This is what I have for you today. If you found these clips helpful and you're fired up and ready to take your game to the next level, then go and listen to those other links in the show notes so you can catch the full version of the episodes that I've highlighted here today. And as I mentioned earlier, I've got a link in the show notes to my Trust the Process audiobook style episode and a link to the nextfirstdown.com website where you can grab additional content and videos to help you step up your networking game and more. All right, everyone, thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time. One more thing, if you like the show, hit that follow button and also share the show with a few others too. Now, get out there and make things happen. And until the next episode, make sure that you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball. Thanks for listening to today's show. If you found this episode to be helpful, do me a favor, leave me a review, and also share the show with a few friends too. Next, if you're looking to take your career to that next level, unlocking the path to executive heights and high income opportunities, go to www.thenextfirstdown.com and join the newsletter. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you accelerate your career today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. As always, I'm here to be in your corner and help you to move the ball. Until next time.